Aircheckdownloads.com.
Bobby Vinson with the sound of Sunday night music for a candlelit dinner. If that didn't melt the snow, well. Yeah. Working backwards, my dear Mr. Gay, Tina Marie from her underrated album Star Child. And before that, Alexander O'Neill, if you were here tonight, absolutely incredible response to that record, and that definitely is the sound of Sunday night's record of 85. Everybody, but everybody mentioned that one. And I need to see you again, Percy Larkins, from his excellent album Music of Passion. Before that, Eyes, Womack and Womack, from their good album Radio MUSC Man. And before that, closer to the source, Dizzy Gillespie, from his Japanese album. And that was a title track and featured Stevie Wonder on harmonica. And going back to Alexander O'Neill, if there is any justice in the world, he must have a big hit in 1986. And maybe he'll have a hit when the Shirelles zaps into the pop 40. I think that'll be probably number 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, and then maybe Alexander O'Neill can have a hit after that. Thanks to Toby of the Tony Benn Funk Force for selecting Dizzy Gillespie amongst some other great cuts. Ash in Newcastle upon Tyne, thank you for your Percy Larkin suggestion. And also hi to Alex Duffy in Coatbridge, Strathclyde. Love to wife Elaine. Alexander O'Neill appeared on his list, as it did on Alison Walsh, who wants to say hi to sister, the funking Miss B. Belinda, who she'll be back from Cambridge. Hi to you in Leeds. And also to Jeff Bowden from Kingswood in Bristol, and he suggested the Mr. Dear Mr. Gay track from Tina Marie. Robbie Vincent with the sound of Sunday night, in-car entertainment at its best, and later a special concert here on Radio 1 in stereo, the Inspirational Choir at just after 11, because as you know, Santa Claus has had a hard time. He's got one of his first nights off tonight, and the Rankin Miss P is doing the all-nighter for him.
Nighttime Radio 1 with Janice Long and John.
Hey, what are you doing for New Year's Eve? More madness as Feely and I see out 1985 and welcome you to 1986. Janice and John's New Year's Eve party. We'll show you a good time.
Across the UK, Radio 1.
Can you hear the music playing in the night? Hey, tune to the Robin Vincent Show.
Sound of Sunday night, what a cold winter's night was invented for.
If it moves, funk it.
From one of the albums of the year, from one of the producers of the year, Fire 85, Sugarfoot. That's 12-inch from his album, produced by Roger Troutman, I think, ought to get an honourable mention. And Wado and Co. in Glasgow should appreciate that. Also say hi to Jackie, Tracy, Dawn, Steve and Debbie, who were all converted at a young and tender age. Bumped into them on the World Tour in Dartford on Friday, all from South East London. Hi to you all. And one of the better blue-eyed ones of 85. What are we going to do about it, baby? Mercy, Mercy, one of the better blue-eyed ones of 1985. That popped up in Jerry's list from West Earlham in Norwich, and he said, play something on your programme for the Norwich Soul Patrol. My pleasure.
Hear the Robbie Vincent Show, stereo VHF. Hear the Robbie Vincent Show, that's where the soul sounds best.
Intruders, Warm and Tender Love, a smashing that one. Oh, glad it didn't get forgotten from their album, but Why Do You Love? And that turned out to be Fred the Friendly Security Man's number one from Southampton. And he said, if you play it, Robbie, dedicated to Claire at Tadley near Basingstoke. Good choice. And also popped up on Linda Smith's nominations of the Killer Cuts of 85. Thank you, Linda, from Hornsey in North London for including that one and some other classy suggestions too. Killer Cuts of 85, Part 2, The Sound of Sunday Night, National Stereo Radio 1. From the land of the rising Honda, an album you have to get a second mortgage for to buy. That's Issy Noro with a little bit of help from Patrice Russian from the album Sweet Spear. Moondance. I think it's about time I had a new album from Patrice Rushen. And play that one for Dee Beerling from Gillingham in Kent. And he wrote a most intelligent letter to Blues and Soul, and I totally agreed with him. It's been a rich year for little label material. And I think probably we'd agree, would we, that this has definitely been the best little label cut of 85. Barbara Carr.
You did me wrong.
One of the little label killers, maybe the number one little label killer from 85, Barbara Carr, Good Woman Go Bad. Now, you remember we did have a summer. You do remember the summer? And the sun did shine. Well, the sun came through the window onto this record. But we're not going to let the sun beat us.
Aircheckdownloads.com.